Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You know, at some point in my lifetime, I would love to be in a situation where I can stop talking about this petty dispute over an e-bike that happened in New York City. However, unfortunately, the race hustlers are absolutely desperate for evil white racism, they're vindictive, and they're still trying to ruin Sarah Comrie's life, despite the fact that they are reporting facts and details that shows that the young man, the 17-year-old that was involved in this case, called Hassan in the video, but still trying to hide his name from the public, was 100% in the wrong. And a perfect example of this is the video put out by Rashad Ritchie backtracking and doubling down, all because he wants to cause this pregnant physician's assistant immense pain and suffering. That's why he doxed her in the original video, because that's who Rashad Ritchie is. Now, we're going to get into this. We're going to take this down. But before we do that, this video is sponsored, so let me toss it to the sponsor, then I'll bring it back over here, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Before trying expensive anti-aging serums or creams, I think it would be prudent of you to check if the issue you're dealing with is a lack of collagen, because if you take collagen daily, add it to your diet, you will be shocked at how well it improves skin elasticity and that youthful glow. This is one of the reasons why I am highly happy to be partnering with healthwithjustice.com, because this amazing formulation of collagen powder is exactly what you need. You take it daily to restore that youthful glow, strengthen your hair and your nails. And on top of that, if you go over to healthwithjustice.com, you will receive a 53% discount for your order this month. You will also receive free shipping, free life and fitness coaching for life, and you will receive an e-report on the 14 best foods for food health. On top of that, they're also partnering with NoKidsHungry.org so you can help feed starving children. All of that plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you beat that deal? Go to healthwithjustice.com. Let me say it one more time, healthwithjustice.com.
Here it is. The teenager, the 17-year-old high school student who was at the center of the city bike Karen story has now spoken out. All right? I'm going to provide some significant context, nuance, his side of the story, but let me first start with this video.
So you can hear the excitement in Rashad Ritchie's voice right here at the beginning of this segment. You can hear him excited to try to ruin yet again the life of a pregnant physician's assistant who tried to ride a bike home because she dared get into an argument while being in the right with a bunch of black teenagers. And it's so amazing what we're going to see throughout the course of this video. I've talked on this channel multiple different times about the strategic skepticism put forward by the left wing. When we knew no information, when we just had the video, all of a sudden, Rashad Ritchie knew for sure that this woman was a thief.
Because that bolsters her argument to do what she's attempting to do, which is theft under any other circumstance. We will call this attempted theft if the black male went up to the white female who paid for her opportunity to utilize the device and he decided to grab it and try to take it. We will call that clearly attempted theft. So let's call it as it is.
He knew for sure that she was in the wrong, and he proceeded to dox her employer and send targeted harassment at this woman, which, by the way, he's going to try to weasel out of later. When we get to that point, I'll tell you why that's ridiculous. But then in a subsequent update after this woman posted the receipts, he all of a sudden was very skeptical of this whole situation.
It does prove, in my opinion, that Ms. Comrie had a good faith belief that she, in fact, had a right to the bike. But that doesn't mean the young men did not. It doesn't mean they did not have a good faith belief that the bike was not hers. That part of the story is important too.
And he did a video. It was a horrible retraction, so bad that they actually had him do another retraction that we didn't cover, where he apologized, where he looked directly in the camera, and where he admitted that his show is not a news show. His show is all opinion. It's all garbage. It's not meant to be taken as fact.
So for that, madam, to the woman who was in the middle of this, I submit to you my apologies. As a man, but I want to make it very clear. What we do here is opinion commentary. Sometimes that opinion can be incorrect, but it doesn't mean it was developed nor presented in bad faith.
In order to escape liability, he did this because Rayshot is a coward. He couldn't stand by it. But now that we have the sisters video, which, by the way, we've covered on this channel before, Rayshot is back to doubling down, back to buying in 100% to the story that he wanted to believe all along. And all of a sudden, the skepticism that he brought up earlier, non-existent. The skepticism when Sarah Comrie had the receipts on her side, don't worry about it. Forget about that. She's definitely guilty, and now he's trying to ruin the lawyer's life.
Ooh, child. If you donated to this GoFundMe, after you watch this video, you might want to get a refund.
The only reason why Sarah Jane Comrie was able to produce this receipt for this bicycle is because she jumped over this young man standing right here who had his hands on the handlebars, jumped over him, impales herself on his bike, and scans the QR code to begin the ride. How did all of this happen, and how do I know what happened? Because that young man is my little brother.
So what you'll notice about this is that Rayshot Ritchie is behind on this story. He's actually putting out the same video that the sister put out that, contrary to what the sister is too dumb to understand, actually proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that her brother was in the wrong.
Bike number 5603915 was in my brother's possession from St. Nicholas Avenue, Manhattan Ave, all the way to First Avenue, East 30th Street, from the hours of 6:33 p.m. to 7:19 p.m. At 7:19 p.m., they dock the bikes. Sarah Jane Comrie walks up to them, asks, "Hey guys, can I use one of you guys' bikes?" She says this as there are other bikes sitting idle at the bike rack. They politely decline. She asks them again, mentions that she's pregnant, and they still decline. Then, with my brother standing next to the bike with his hands on the handlebars, she jumps onto the bike, sits on the bike, and scans the QR code.
As we've talked about multiple different times, too many times on this channel, what she ends up showing is that the boy in this case was trying to use the bicycle without paying for it. Now, I have no problem with this. I do not care about City Bike. Let me make that 100% clear. However, in order to do so, he has to ride the bike in 45-minute increments, then dock the bike, to which it is available for other people to rent. Sarah Jane Comrie came up in this situation where the bike was docked and thus available to anyone, and Hassan, the 17-year-old, decided that he didn't want her to rent it anyway. Now, there's a dispute about when she approached, how close these teenagers were. Honestly, that dispute does not matter. They're going to harp on it because it's the only straw that they can grasp at this moment. But point being, Sarah Comrie, as said by the sister,
started being recorded at 7:24 p.m., close to 7:25. My brother's ride that was in the previous screenshot starts at 7:25. The initial ride where my brother rode the bike all the way over to this bike dock ended at 7:19 p.m. Sarah Jane Comrie walked up to them. Sarah Jane Comrie asked them if they can use the bike. They said no. Sarah Jane Comrie sees that the bike is docked, gets up, scans the QR code, jumps onto the bike, starts screaming for help and fake crying so that she can get an electric City Bike. There were a number of bikes at the bike rack already there when she arrived. She still proceeded to try to take the bike from my brother.
rented the bike at 7:24. She said that her brother docked the bike at 7:19. Then on the video that we can see, which again starts at 7:24, he forcibly pushes this pregnant woman's bike back into the dock and scans it on his account at 7:25. So what we saw on the video, what the sister is confirming, what all these lefties are confirming inadvertently, and they're just too dumb to understand, is that Hassan, the 17-year-old kid in this scenario, stole the bike from her in that way. Now, he wasn't trying to run a city bike scam where he was stealing the bike from City Bike or trying to take it on his account, but he just wanted to retain possession of the more fun to ride e-bike that's easier to pedal, and he was trying to deny this woman that. And again, I have no problem with this, but one of the things that you risk when you try this docking strategy is the fact that this bike could be rented by somebody else. And you are not licensed. He does not have a God-tier membership to City Bike to hold a bike that you're not paying for and physically force somebody off of it because they wanted to pay for it in the time that you wanted to dock and hang around. Now, as you can see by the receipt, he takes it at 7:25. He then doesn't take it anywhere. There's no movement on this map until 7:31 when he redocks it, and then he takes it out again at 7:59. So he started the first dock at 7:19. Essentially, if you think that this young man is in the right in this scenario, you're making the case that he has a God-tier right to a city bike that he's not paying for over 40 minutes just because he's standing close enough to it to intimidate people away. And the fact that Sarah Jane Comrie was not intimidated away by him or his friends thus makes her in the wrong because she was trying to rent a bike when it was available to anyone to rent, but they were bogarting it because they wanted to hang on to it for 40 minutes in order to ride home for free. This is what they're saying in their defense. This is their argument. And it gets even stupider, and I'm going to play this clip of this video just so you can hear it, because they really have nothing.
Now, keep in mind, when Sarah produced her receipts, notice that when she did, she actually redacted the time at which she scanned that bike in. And just above, you can see it's squibbled out, and that's probably due to her or her attorney. But let's continue.
So I don't know what it is about TikTok where people go in the corner and they give you stupid information and they try to affirm what's being said in the larger video. But as I've talked about, again, multiple times on this channel, the original unredacted receipts were given to media outlets and they were verified. Now, because scumbags like Rashad Ritchie, racist people like Rashad Ritchie, were trying to dox her employer, she ended up having people come to her apartment building from ABC and NBC. They decided that they were going to make the decision to redact the time so you don't know what time she gets out of work, and redact the location of the other receipt of the bike that she rode home of that docking station so more and more people wouldn't find her location. But again, from the jump, the original unredacted receipts were made available to the news outlets. And again, this was in the article. Now, after that, when this woman decided that she was going to put out this so-called defense for her brother, she decided to release the unredacted receipts for her argument, which again, show clearly and obviously what happened here.
Help. Trying to get help for the city bike. The city bike is in my brother's possession on his account. 7:25 p.m. Doc said at 7:19 p.m., picks it back up 7:25 p.m. While she's screaming for help, 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 trying to make it seem like these boys stole this bike from her, the bike is on my brother's account.
Yeah, the bike is on your brother's account because they stole the bike from her. She had it at 7:24. He forces it back in the dock. It's on video. Let me play it. You can actually hear it re-dock.
Well, now you're not getting the bike, bro.
Hey, now you're not getting the bike, bro.
Help!
You can actually track the light on the bike being on at the beginning of the video, then at around the 30 second mark it is off, then the light turns back on at about the 40 second mark, and obviously this is the change of possession that we're talking about from her account to his account. If it was on his account from the jump, he would have a 7:24 receipt, not her, but she has it. So essentially, they're making the argument that Hassan has a God-tier right to this e-bike, and he can physically forcibly take it from somebody. So when she was saying that they were taking the bike from her, it's because he took the bike from her on video, and you just confirmed this in terms of possession, in terms of the account, with your receipts. And the article, again, gives even more receipts to try to make him seem more sympathetic, but all it does is affirm his guilt in this scenario. Now, again, this is a petty dispute over a city bike. These kids were trying to do a workaround in the system. The way that it's portrayed by Rashad Ritchie and by the sister is that this is what City Bike wants you to do. Meanwhile, this is specifically what they don't want you to do. This is why they require you to dock it and leave it for a certain period of time. But again, it's just a petty dispute. But for the fact that these people wanted to smear a pregnant woman who is being crowded around by five young black teenagers and they took the bike from her, as a racist, we would not be talking about this.
What's wrong with you?
You put it out.
This is my bike. It's on my account. Yes, please move.
All right. So why don't we reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his.
I'm gonna pull it out on your account.
Stop touching me.
And in fact, if the pregnant woman were a pregnant black woman and they acted the exact same way, five white teenagers, we would be hearing about how these teenagers were bullying a pregnant woman, calling her stupid, screaming at her, forcibly touching her, and saying that her child was going to come out the R word for mentally disabled, which is all things that Hassan did. And the sister, by the way, is claiming now that her brother has like this god tier squatter's rights to the bike.
Now my brother is a squatter. Squatters have rights.
Yeah, if he
squatters have rights. If my brother's a squatter, he has rights. So now what? Yeah. We don't care about squatter rights?
Because she realized that this 100% proves that Comrie had the bike under her account at the beginning of the interaction. On top of that, she also says ridiculously that worse things could have happened to her and would have happened to her if not for the grace of her brother in the city of New York.
Because let me tell you, in New York City, most people would have ignored her or done worse to her.
At the same time, she's claiming, oh, well, she had no reason to call for help. So which one is it? Is New York so dangerous that you should expect worse if you try to rent a bike you're eligible to rent and somebody's squatting on it? Or was there no reason to call for help?
The program that they are referring to allows you to drive these bikes.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Takes a ride these bikes for 45 minutes before it starts to charge you real money. And so in order to save a few dollars, because he's 17 and not rich, they will literally dock the bike every 45 minutes or less, dock it back out and ride. This is a normative process. People who are well off do the same thing with the program afforded to them. So this was the background of why he was docking and taking the bike back.
Now, again, whether or not this is a common practice is neither here nor there, or as the professionals like to say, is neither nya nor nya. Just because you can do this, just because this is a workaround for paying for the city bike, does not mean that you are supposed to do this. So what Rashad Ritchie is inadvertently admitting is that this is the boy being in the wrong. He doesn't realize that he's admitting that because he's dumb, but that's what he's admitting. On top of that, because the new city e-bikes are newer and thus more fun to ride and easier to pedal, when you do this, this often draws in people who are alerted on the app that the e-bike is available, only to walk blocks in order to show up, in order to find out that somebody is squatting on the bike. And you can find post after post after post of this causing conflict among city bike users. So even though this is a common practice, and by the way, again, I'm not against the kid having this workaround in general. If nobody's trying to rent the bike, I think it's perfectly fine. It's honestly a little bit clever, so credit where credit is due. However, in this specific instance, somebody came to rent the bike, and his reaction to somebody coming to rent the bike was to force that pregnant woman back into the dock for a bike that he had no right to have. He was not paying for it. Then he scanned it on his account. And then after she took off, he redocks it and then waits another 30 minutes before he actually uses the bike. So this whole idea that he has this divine entitlement to the city bike just doesn't make any sense. This idea that he was definitely going to use it any second now is not true, as proven out by the receipts that they showed. Again, his original dock was 719 when he actually took the bike out, not when he was fighting with Sarah Comrie and he took possession of it from her forcibly, but when he actually took the bike out to ride again was 759. He does not have the right to do that. It's pretty simple. If the so-called Karen in this situation would have done the same thing, City Bike would have banned her from this. The only reason he is not being banned is because of his privileged status as a 17-year-old black male. That's why he's getting away with it. That's why Rayshot is backing him.
Now, I'm going to provide a contrast in what the attorney said, what the statement read, and what actually the teenager says happened.
Now, Rayshot is going to make a big stink about the attorney saying that they weren't near the bike and them saying they were right on the bike when she originally approached. Honestly, we can wait for the surveillance camera on this, but it doesn't matter. This is not a crucial issue. And I always said when I originally covered the video, it's not like they were ever going to be a block away or anything like that. They were always going to be within the sight line of the bike. When they saw somebody walking over, they would likely go back closer to the bike. So this is what we're talking about in terms of this. So how close they were to the bike when she initially approached the bike rack, completely ridiculous, completely absurd. Her saying that they approached her as she was getting there makes perfect sense. The idea that these stories are so wildly contradictory is ridiculous and crazy. And again, even if they're hanging around the bikes trying to squat near them in order to prevent other people from renting them, that is not how the system works. That is not what you're supposed to do. Even if it's a common practice, a common workaround, that is not what City Bike wants you to do. It's a violation of their terms of service. It ends up leading to altercations. And undoubtedly, the person in the wrong happens to be the 17-year-old trying to use this practice in order to hold the bike. Now, in terms of common courtesy, obviously, it would have been courteous to give the pregnant woman who just got off a 12-hour shift being a physician's assistant the bike, but I'm not even asking the kid to be reasonably courteous in this situation. If the bike was on his account and Sarah Jane Comrie forced it into the dock in order to take it from him, then that would be a total violation on her part, regardless of if she asked nicely in the beginning. Also, what I find absolutely hilarious is that these people are such unbelievable liars, is that the sister actually had the audacity to claim in an interview that if she would have asked her brother nicely, then he would have given the bike.
Correct. And I know my brother. I know if she was not behaving like that, he probably would have gave it to her.
But the thing is, according to their own side, just to show you how they can't keep the story straight, that's exactly what happened. She came up and asked nicely, and he refused to give her the bike.
The boys can be heard repeatedly telling her it's not her bike. During the filmed part of the interaction, Michael was able to successfully push the bike back into the dock. He said he then entered the bike's number into his phone to put the reservation back on his account. Michael said when Sarah Jane Comrie noticed him doing this, she then snatched his phone out of his hand, which is shown in the video. It is amazing to me. Let's put her picture back up.
Now, Rayshot goes to the stealing of the phone, which I've talked about before, but I will explain it again. And I also want to point out, very crucially, that Rayshot is showing still images right here in order to make fun of this woman, but in reality, in actuality, her grabbing of the phone, while I don't recommend it, as the sister said, this could have been incredibly violent for this woman. People tend to attack pregnant women in the city of New York, and that's likely what could have happened to her, and obviously why she should call for help in that situation. But that comes directly after he forcibly docks and then tries to take possession of the bike. So essentially, what we're saying is that if you see somebody breaking into your car, trying to take your property from you, and you grab the crowbar from him, in reality, in actuality, you're the thief because you took the tool that they were using in order to take something from you. That's what he was using the phone for. That's why she grabbed it, and immediately she regrets it and gives it back. But to be clear, this was not a random action in order for her to assert her dominance over him. This was her preventing him from trying to do what he ultimately ended up doing.
And the dynamic of her grabbing the phone, which we do have the picture that shows that action seemed to be quite aggressive. The allegation of her grabbing the phone, well, that's unwanted physical contact. That's called battery, if true.
Now, Rayshard is saying here, by the way, that that's called battery if true. And the reason he's doing this is because he doesn't actually want to allege anything, because even though he's trying to come out strong in this situation, in reality, he is still scared of this looking poorly on him in the future. So he's trying to jump on this side while at the same time trying to dodge any legal trouble that he's going to face. And he's acting like he's taking a powerful stance when I can see what he's doing. Why don't you attach your name to it like you did before, in order to set yourself up for future litigation, Rayshard?
You see, all over social media, a whole lot of people, majority very racist groups, they have been calling for my head, calling me a racist and other things because I have an opinion. Now, in proper context, I apologized to the city bike Karen if I was wrong.
Rayshard, we're not calling you a racist because you have an opinion. We're calling you a racist because you're a racist. Because you saw a video of five black teenagers. Turns out they were taking the bike from a pregnant white woman. And you assumed that the white woman calling for help was in the wrong. You assumed that she was trying to rob these teenagers. And you're so blind by your racism, you don't even realize that you're destroying your own case. On top of that, the reason why we're also calling you a racist is because you smeared all over your first segment, white tears, white privilege, this Karen, which is a racial slur for white women, did this, the Karenicity, and all of that. And when it turned out that you were wrong, when we got the updates and the receipts, all of a sudden in your groveling, sniveling apology video that you had to produce after your first failed apology video, you said that race wasn't the reason why you covered it. It was just about the youth versus this person.
Over 35 million views, well over 100 publications covered it. And there were two narratives. My advocacy was connected to their youth, not their race. We have covered countless stories. Will continue to do so regardless of race, regardless of your background, sexual orientation. We don't care.
And now, guess what? Coming back around, now that you want to double down, it's about race again. So let's be clear, Rayshard. You attacked and doxed a pregnant woman because she was white and got into an argument with black people. You then realized that she was in the right, so then you apologized, but you wanted to take race out of it because you didn't want to do anything that would reveal who was in the wrong in this situation if the person was in the wrong happened to be black. Then we come back, you're too dumb to realize that your own receipts sow the seeds for your own demise, and now all of a sudden it's about race again, and she's an evil white racist, and the topic is racism, and now you're the victim of racism because you did all of this. You attacked this woman. You sent mobs of people after this woman. You deliberately put out personal information knowing that people would be threatening her, all because you wanted to hurt her because she was a white person and you have unresolved issues with white people. That's why we call you a racist, Rayshard, because it's proven out by the facts time and time again.
That's called context.
You're right, Rayshard. What I just gave is the actual context, is the actual information. You're just reading the one-sided account that you're too dumb to realize debunks your whole premise, even in this video.
He's not a black man. He's a black kid. He's a black child. See, he doesn't have a problem becoming a black man. But he is well aware he's a high school student. He's a child.
Now, I love the fact that Rayshard is trying to emphasize the youth of this person. Oh, it's a teen. It's a child. He was in high school. Like, Rayshard Ritchie watches this video and he can't tell without you describing it which one is the fetus and which one is the 17-year-old. I don't give a damn that he's 17. Let's be clear about that. The fact of the matter is, he was in the wrong in this situation. Now, there's a young man that actually gave the bike to the woman, highlighted by Nate the lawyer in the pink or purple sweater. He actually did the right thing when he realized that his boy was attacking a pregnant woman over a bike that he had no right to take.
Not me. Let me tell you why this is an option. He's 17. He's 17. You see, for young black males, moments like this have a way in this country of defining them.
This man is going to cry right now. And by the way, since this is what we're doing in terms of this case, since we're going to analyze emotions like the movies, I'm going to point out that I don't really see tears on this video, Rayshot. I see you all trying, looking down, doing all this stuff to fake cry. And isn't that ironic that you're trying to do the thing that you accuse Sarah Comrie of? Because remember, you're the one who told me that emotions need to be expressed identical to how they are in the movies. So if you start crying and you try to hold back the tears, that doesn't count. If at any point you stop crying, that also doesn't count. So Rayshot, why are you crying right now? Why are you fake crying right now? Because that's what we do on theinternet.com. We accuse people of fake crying and then we say they're guilty. What's up with you, Rayshot? Why am I seeing this Karen-like behavior from you right now?
Defining them, summarizing them. He's a good kid. He's actually really smart too, brilliant. He's going to do great things in college.
He's not a good kid at all. When you attack a pregnant woman, when you're hurling epithets at her, when you're swearing at her, when you are factually in the wrong, you're not a good kid. The other kid, decent kid. The fact that, oh, he's so smart and all that. He found a basic workaround, the city bike system that is available on the internet for anybody to find. And I've seen no evidence that he's a smart kid. What I have seen evidence of is that he's a brute, that he uses his size to intimidate people, and he doesn't care about anybody but himself. And he likes to plead poverty when he gets caught on his own actions. And he also likes to pretend like this was the only way that he could get home, even though, again, he was not just about to use the bike. So he's also a liar. He comes from a family of liars who will not stop lying. And you are only buying into this because you can get all emotional and fake cry and say, oh my God, I can't believe I almost sided with a white woman in this case, even though I gave a billion caveats on why I wouldn't do that because the woman was white, because I still hate white people, because I'm Rayshot Ritchie. So no, I'm not buying into this. I'm not on board with this. And again, make him say his name. His name was said in the video. It's Hassan. Come out and attach your name to this. If you're going to dox her, Rayshot, which you did do, you say in the video, her information was already out there.
Nobody here doxed Ms. Comrie. Her information was already out there. 35 million people had already viewed video,
which is ridiculous and absurd. Just because I can find information on a public website or shared on Twitter doesn't mean me sharing it makes it okay. This reminds me of when Spike Lee retweeted what he thought was George Zimmerman's address, and it turned out to be the address of an 80-something-year-old couple, and he also said, go put a hurtin' on George Zimmerman, and those people had to flee their home. But it's okay, according to Rayshot Ritchie's logic, because you know what? The address was already out there. He just retweeted it.
There are those who said, I engaged in defamation against Ms. Comrie. That did not happen. My opinion stands.
And now again, you can hear the cowardice right there. First of all, he took down the video because he did, in fact, defame her, and he was trying to escape accountability. That's why he gave two different apologies. But now it's an opinion. Oh, it's just my opinion. Let me clarify that so I can't get sued while I'm pretending to be strong and, oh, so amazing and stunning and brave. So yeah, if you thought Rayshot Ritchie was ever going to back off of a racist narrative, it's never going to happen. Now he's decided that he's going to go after this woman. He's back on board with ruining her life. He wants to hurt this woman. Everything in his actions says this is what he wants to do. because that's who Rashad Ritchie actually is to his core. Somebody who can't stand white people so much that he will target and harass and defame a pregnant woman just for fun, just for virtue points, just so he can look like a tough guy. But hey, those are just my thoughts, so let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social medias, linked in the description. This has been me talking about Rashad Ritchie doubling down on the race hustle. Till next time.